6 Music. From 1, it's BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. From midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC, that's who.
Glasser and Apply, whereas I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome everybody, that was Glasser and Apply, a song that was brought to our attention initially by a listener called Emma Mills, who sent it in as a Song for Guy recommendation. We owe you forever, Emma, thank you for that. I played the tune because I'm delighted to say that Glasser are going to be opening up for Elbow on our forthcoming tour of North America and Canada. So that's great. I get to feel around inside of her head and find out what makes her tick and bring back the answers to you. She, actually, Glasser's real name is Cameron Mesiro. And, the album, if you want to dig it out, is called Ring. Is it a year, 2 years old now? I don't know. But we've been trying to get her on as a support for us for ages, so I'm really pleased about that. All the regular features this week, the Beckopedia will be dropping by to share some musical knowledge with us. Another criminal cover version will face the music in It Was Moider. We'll have another Desert Island Dish snippet, this time from Spike Milligan in 1978, one of his favourite records. And music chosen by you and I throughout the programme. The theme, if there is a theme this week on The Finest Hour, is the music of John Martin, which is down to a tribute record that's come out to John Martin, which I'll talk to you about in a little while. First of all, though, Henry Hussey's been in touch again. He says, Guy, this week my recommendation is Better Living Through Chemistry by Queens of the Stone Age, taken from the album Rated R. I listen to beautiful and emotive music, but when it comes down to it, I'll always come back to dirty garage blues rock. This track is of a lighter nature, so hopefully you'll be able to play it on the show. Well, I once annoyed the members of Queens of the Stone Age by covering the stage in confetti before they played. We had some confetti cannons at a festival where they were on the bill after us, and the wind took the confetti as it blew out of these cannons. It was Elbow printed confetti and it coated everything on the stage because it was a little bit damp as well. I took my nephew to go and see Queens of the Stone Age, but Josh paid, let's say, a special tribute that I can't repeat on the radio about the confetti on the stage, naming Elbow by name, and my nephew sidled away from me, embarrassed. I went back to Queens of the Stone Age dressing room afterwards with a bottle of bourbon and apologised for littering. Anyway, there's my story, Henry. In return for this wonderful tune, I'm very familiar with it. I don't usually do requests. If I'm familiar with the tune, I tend not to play it. But this is a cracker, and I do owe him for the littering. So here's Queens of the Stone Age and Better Living Through Chemistry. Happy Sunday, one and all. Queens of the Stone Age and Better Living Through Chemistry. I have to say, Henry, I don't mind it myself. He says he listens to music of all kinds, but he always goes back to dirty garage blues rock. That's something that I could say myself, it really is. Doves are just bloody wonderful, aren't they? Caught by the river, anyone?
Learn a hard lesson.
are the wonderful doves and Caught by the River, which, if you Google it, is a very interesting website as well. Go and have a look. I'm not going to give anything away. Go and have a look at Caught by the River.
Six. Music. Mark Radcliffe and Stuart McConis.
I had an ice cream on Sunday afternoon and I still had my tea later.
On Six Music.
Yeah, it's just so unpredictable.
I know. It's just a life on the edge, mate.
It's crazy,
It is. It's cutting edge lifestyle.
Do you ever think to yourself, I've got to slow down?
What I think is that, like, with these sorts of anecdotes, I'm distancing myself from the ordinary man who's listening. Right, Mystic Stew. Here comes some dreams to be interpreted. Jason in Nottingham says, I once had a dream that I'd invented a small mobile disco for dogs called Mobile Dog Disco.
This means that you have hairy shoulders and you were once in Northside.
It's fascinating.
Radcliffe and McConey.
Weekday afternoons from 1.
BBC
6.
Music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
The next tune you're going to hear is a John Martin song. John Martin died a few years ago now, and many, many, many people found his music inspirational. He's definitely a musician's musician as well, due to him being the pioneer of the Epiflex style of guitar playing. I think it's called Epiflex. I'm second guessing myself now. Yeah, I'm sure it is. The album is called Johnny Boy Would Love This, a tribute to John Martin, which is very affectionate, isn't it? And this first one is from John Smith. Now, I'm not familiar with John Smith's work, unless he's a member of a band and I haven't realised who it is, but he done half sound like the late, great John Martin himself. This is John Smith's version of Walk to the Water, and it's one of three songs from the John Martin tribute album Johnny Boy Would Love This that I'm going to play this week. Here's John Smith.
To the water, she came back looking good and feeling fine. And you can tell by her eyes she was not wasting time. She walked to the water, and every light went on inside. Flashing on the rocks all around. Down to the water she walked, and all the people moved aside. You know the light in her hair so bright they almost cried. Saved by the water, she said, she was right, I know she was. You know she told me true about all the things I got. And all that you might own, 'cause she can give you the clues to all the seeds you've sown. Down to the water she came back feeling fine and looking good. And you can tell by her eyes that she always knew she would.
Flanagan was one half of Flanagan and Allen, enormously popular singers and comedians during the Second World War. Their combination of gentle humour and warm, funny and touching songs was hugely important to a public who were war-weary and in need of a morale boost. Their wonderful way of smiling in the face of adversity meant that the nation took them to their hearts. But once the war was over and Alan retired from performing, it seemed that they were destined to fade slowly from our collective memory. That was until 1968, when Bud received a call from Jimmy Perry, who'd written the theme tune to a new comedy called Dad's Army and wanted Bud to sing it. It was a swan song for Flanagan, who died shortly after the recording, but it's now one of the most recognised theme tunes on British television. Reputedly captured in one take, it's playful, nostalgic, and a perfect reflection of the wartime entertainment that was so crucial during those dark years. Bud Flanagan should always be remembered. And thanks to this, his final recording, his voice is still being heard and enjoyed by successive generations. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Hitler, if you think we're on the run? We are the boys who will stop your little game. We are the boys who will make you think again. 'Cause who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Hitler, if you think old England's done? Mr. Brown goes off to town on the A21, but he comes home each evening and he's ready with his gun. So watch out, Mr. Hitler, you have met your match in us. If you think you can crush us, we're afraid you've missed the bus. 'Cause who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Hitler, if you think old England's done?
Evokes a feeling that I'm suddenly going to be towel dried vigorously and have my toenails clipped, which is used to what used to happen whenever I heard the Dad's Army theme tune as a boy. Thank you very much to Beckopedia. She'll be back next week. Eddie Floyd, never heard of him. Big Bird, never heard of him. It's a song for Guy recommendation and I can't find the email. Whoever recommended this, nice one.
13.
So send down your wings.
Eddie Floyd and Big Bird. I wish you could get away with sneaking your headphones on during takeoff and landing. That's the bit when you want to hear music the most, isn't it? And they make you take your ears off. And frankly, I do not believe that it interferes with the instruments. Okay, I'm putting that out there. Electronic equipment, such as Walkmans, interfering with electronic equipment on aircraft, no. Not having it. Lies. There you go. If you have any evidence to the contrary, please do get in touch. I can maybe understand the gyroscopic nature of a mini disc player having, or a CD player. Maybe that could somehow affect the instruments. Or a telephone, definitely, something that gives off a signal. But a plain old Walkman, harmlessly playing music with no moving parts, interfering with the instruments up front, not having it, lies. Anyway, moving on. Emiliana Torini, I missed a syllable there, robber of some of her name, why don't I? Emiliana Torini is a good mate of mine, she's a wonderful girl. Chris Gore's been in touch and says, as the summer gets ever closer, Guy, I'd love to hear Emiliana Torini singing Summer Breeze from the album Love in the Time of Science. I remember her playing it at a small gig in a chapel and it still sends shivers down my spine. It's such a simple song, which is melancholic and uplifted, and uplifting even, at the same time. Gorgeous. Well, I can't disagree with you. Thank you very much, Chris. If you've got a song for Guy recommendation, it's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Take it away, Emiliana. It Emiliano Torrini and Summer Breeze. I love it. Whenever I run into Alex from the Arctic Monkeys, I remind him how much I love his lyrics. There's a great couple of lines in the first verse of this tune. I'm not going to tell you which ones are my favourite. I think you'll be able to figure it out. The song's called The Hellcat Spangled Sha-la-la-la-la. And I've run into the boys a couple of times already this summer on the festival circuit. A bunch of gentlemen of the Arctic Monkeys. They really are lovely. As well as being effortlessly cool and an amazing live band. There's a really good story that's got to turn up in somebody's autobiography one day about me and Alex and the lead singer of an iconic band who shall remain nameless at this juncture pulling out a saurine malt loaf mid-conversation and asking if anybody wanted any. Ah, here's the Arctic Monkeys with the Hellcat Spangled Sha-la-la-la.
The tip of a toe. It does a dozen somersaults and leaves you supercharged. Makes me wanna blow the candles out just to see if you glow in the dark. Shine. Mysticism and put them in my thinking cap. She's got a telescopic calendar hanging up on the wall. For when it gets too complicated in the eye of a star.
The latest from the Arctic Monkeys, that's the Hellcat Spangled Sha-la-la-la. Great music. And you know, great music don't just take care of itself. You need good police. Our Victim was written by a young and wide-eyed Joni Mitchell in celebration of one of the greatest music festivals ever staged. A simple song of peace, love and freedom. It was embraced by flower children everywhere and relentlessly pursued by the audio assassins. First to stick the boot in was the deeply daft John Otway, styling himself as rock and roll's greatest failure, his tiresome attempt to be funny by talking his way through the lyrics in a self-consciously silly manner wasn't so much rib-tickling as bone-crushingly boring. Next, armed with ethereal voices, sleepy strings, and an overabundance of wind chimes, Aussie acoustic guitar plucker John Williams tried to render it unconscious with classical gas. Luckily, it managed to stagger away during a flute solo. Then 90s New York alternative outfit, the spin doctors staged a vicious attack using ear-splitting electric guitar and sharp, vowel-stretching vocals to beat it to an unrecognisable pulp. Yet somehow, it survived. But when petrifying prog reggae rockers Dred Zeppelin, fronted by a voluminous Vegas-style Elvis impersonator, took up their badly tuned guitars, curled their collective upper lip, and prepared to drag this innocent folk favourite through the gutters of Sin City, it was Moider.
In fact, I think I wrote this one. Walking along the road, and I asked him, "Tell me, where are you going?" And this is told me. Said, "I'm going down to Lansdowne's Fall, joining a rock and roll band."
Albeit very amusing, that's enough, Joni. always found that song a little bit strange because Joni didn't play at Woodstock, did she? Nevertheless, Dred Zeppelin, and actually I quite like their version, not quite Moider in my eyes actually, Dred Zeppelin and then Joni Mitchell with their versions of Woodstock.
BBC Six Music.
Hello, I'm Lauren Laverne, coming to you from the Six Music turret of the Big British Castle. What we're doing is trying to brighten your day through the medium of song. There's not going to be anything too complicated. It's lovely to be in your ears. How are they today? Lauren Laverne. Bursting in and making violent radio love.
Oh dear.
Weekday mornings from 10. I would love it if you could join me.
BBC Six Music.
Guy Garvey on Six.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
Well, I'm on aeroplanes a lot at the moment. I'm on trains a lot. I'm on tour bus a lot. I'm listening to music on headphones a lot. If you want to feel good about the fact that you have not had much sleep and you're quite hungover and you've got a long way to go, stick this tune on by Smog. One of my favourites ever. And it's just got such a lovely, rambling sort of liquid undertone to it. There's something gorgeous about it that makes you feel good about travelling. It's called I Feel Like the Mother of the World, and it goes like this.
Whether or not there is any type of God, not supposed to say. And today I don't really care. God is a word, and the argument ends there. Oh, do I feel like the mother of the world? I feel like the mother of the world, with two children, oh, do I feel like the mother of the world, with two children fighting. When I was a boy, I used to get into it bad with my sister. And when the time came to face the truth, the only tears and sighs, tears and sighs. And my mother, my poor mother, would say it does not matter, just stop fighting. Mother of the world, oh, do I feel like the mother of the world, oh, do I feel like the mother of the world, with two children.
Smog and I Feel Like the Mother of the World, from one of my favourite albums ever, A River Ain't Too Much to Love.
Mantra Luna! Mantra Luna!
Jonathan Wilson, what do I know about him? Let me pull up his file here. Jonathan Wilson's debut solo album, Gentle Spirit, is released on September the 13th. It's just marvellous, and as always, it's on the greatest record label of all time. It's on Bella Union. This has just got something off the late 60s, early 70s vibe that a lot of Neil Young stuff has got, that the America records have got, especially this song, actually. In fact, it mentions the desert. That's probably why. Horse With No Name, this song reminds me of. It's 8 minutes long, but we'll see how much we can get before the end of the hour. It's from Gentle Spirit, which the press release here suggests is the way that Jonathan Wilson works, as well as a fitting title for his album. It's called Desert Raven. Authentic is how I will describe it. I love it.
Overhead. sun slowly grows inside the caves. The starry minds of hyacinth come on below the sun's eclipse. The sandy canyon floats beyond the waves. The raven who flies through the desert sky is wiser than you or me. The birds have a peace, a stillness of sleep, and the desert raven, he has poetry.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
Don't you?
wonderful. That was Sea of Bees and Gnomes. Sea of Bees is Julianne B, or Jules as everyone else calls her, and I'm going to explore her records further because I loved that. I'm Guy Garvey, lead singer of Elbow. I'm with you for another hour ahead of Don Letts taking over. This is a pre-recorded programme in case you were thinking of texting. Don't do that. Do send me emails though with recommendations of stuff to play, or just comments about your life. Just tell me a story. Anything. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. This week's edition of The Finest Hour is focusing on a tribute record to the late great John Martin called Johnny Boy Would Love This, which is a great name for a tribute record. Lots and lots of the great and good in today's music covering John Martin's songs because he's a huge inspiration to so many people. This next tune is by Bombay Bicycle Club. It's their version of Fairy Tale Lullaby, and it's the second of three tribute tunes I'm playing to John Martin this week. A lovely song done really, really beautifully. Cheers.
If you want to ride a rainbow, come with me. I will take you in a magic purple sea. Maybe we will find a thousand sugar fish. And when you eat them, they will grant your every wish. If you want your friends to come, then bring them all along. And if you want to catch a star, then walk my way. And I will take you where the night is always day. And you can follow me if you try. Maybe we will find a rainbow and teach it to fly. And if you want your friends to come, then bring them all along. Bow your head and let your eyelids close on down. Bring your frown, and you will find that all the things that I have said will come true when you are lying in your bed. And if you want your friends to come, then bring them.
From Johnny Boy Would Love This, a tribute to John Martin, that was Bombay Bicycle Club's version of Fairy Tale Lullaby. It's great, isn't it? This next piece of music is gorgeous. I've been thinking about the kora. The kora is an African instrument which is like a pot-bellied, very tall guitar that you play with your thumbs. This is not a kora, it's an instrument called... Let me just have a look here. Right, there's lots of Celtic names going to come up now, and I'm going to mispronounce them all, so apologies for offending anyone in advance, but I want to call it a clairsach, or a clairsach. Anyway, Savona Stevenson is a Scottish clairsach player. It's a type of harp, a rapidly thumbed harp, I would say. And it sounds an awful lot like the kora. I've been thinking about the kora since I saw Damon Albarn's excellent opera as part of Manchester International Festival. Dr. D was his latest collaboration. It's absolutely amazing, and an amazing kora player plays on it. Anyway, here is Savona Stevenson making her, here it goes again, clairsach, maybe, or a clairsach, sound like a kora. It's just such a similar sound, but it has obviously more harp-like qualities. The song's called Ambuacheli. I'm going to go with Ambuacheli. Do let me know what my pronunciation's like. just in case you wanted to know, an amburghele is a sea stack or vertical rock formation, and it's near Sandwood Bay in the Scottish country of Sutherland. There you go. So here it is, Savona Stevenson from the album Calm and the Dove. This is Amburghele. Savona Stevenson and Amburghele. I'm really sorry if I've got that wrong. If you're at all wondering how it's spelled, if you want to go and find it, then do look at my listing on my Six Music webpage. Every song I've ever played on The Finest Hour is listed under Show by Year, I think it says, or Program by Year. It's a little button you click and you can go and find it. Lauren Doss, otherwise known as Mechanical Bride, has got a new one out. It's called Young Gold. And I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it. I'm not going to stop saying that, so I'll just fade out while you start playing the tune. I love it, 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 I love it.
Been sold. Oh, gee, it's written. sentiment to me.
I love it. Mechanical Bride, otherwise known as Lauren Doss, and Young Gold. Johnny Boy Would Love This is the focus of this week's Finest Hour. Johnny Boy Would Love This is a tribute to John Martin, and Beck has made a contribution. One of my favourite John Martin songs is Stormbringer, and here is Beck doing a wonderful version.
Shadows on the wall. Never.
Version of Stormbringer from Johnny Boy Would Love This, which is a tribute album to John Martin. A great record, you've got to get it. It's brilliant.
BBC Six Music.
Steve Lamack, an inquiring mind.
The curiosity gene in my journalistic head is now thinking, how do we get from Louis Sum into something which leads you to Six Music?
A passion for music.
Lyrically, it's special. This gorgeous piece of lilting, shoegaze-esque music.
And a good ear for gossip.
It's one of those apocryphal stories which I still like to believe is true, but this record, if you believe the legends, was born out of a heated exchange, shall we say, at one of Radio 1's old fun days in the 70s.
Steve Lamack.
That's jaunty, isn't it? It's more jaunty than I remember it.
Weekday afternoons from 4.
Jaunty, that is. It's jaunty.
On Six Music.
You know where we live.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
This is The Kit. Long been a fan. This single is out now, and quite simply, it's the coolest thing I've heard in years. It's called Earthquake, and it's great.
Ooh.
to say it again. This is The Kit and Earthquake. It's the coolest thing I've heard in years. Loads of really great collaborators on their most recent album. Do go and have a look at it. It's called, let me see, where is it? Wriggle Out the Restless. And it's coming out. It was released on Dreamboat Records in 2010. I am way behind the times with that record, but I love it so much. Okay, let's dip into the BBC archive and surface clutching a pearl, an audio pearl. Let's listen to Spike Milligan in 1978 talking to Roy Plumley about one of his Desert Island discs.
Spike, it's a well-known historical fact that you were born in India. Your Indian roots
were... historical, is it?
Well,
it was contemporary. Never mind.
Go on. Your Indian roots went back several generations.
Did they?
Well, you tell me.
Yes, they went back to about... I know that a grandfather Kettleman was at the Delhi Gate when they blew it in.
When was that? The
1850s? 1850, yes, about 1850, I think. The mutiny was about 1851, wasn't it? 52, like that.
And your first school was in a tent?
Yes, a military a sergeant in a tent, in the Hyderabad Sindh Desert it was. Mm-hmm. We had to sit on the tent pegs when the wind blew up. We each had a tent peg to sit on to hold it down.
How old were you when you came to England?
About 14.
Did it look like home, or did it look and grey?
It looked cold and grey and awful and terrible, and it still does. You get used to it, just like if you've always had bare feet, even a terrible pair of boots you can get used to in the end.
Have you been back to India?
I would find it overwhelming nostalgia. It would destroy me, because everything is gone that I used to know and love.
What did you want to be as a schoolboy? Did you want to keep up the army tradition? What did you
want? I wanted to be a fighter pilot.
Mm.
And we came to England for that reason in mind, and I sat for the exam at Kingsway, and I failed because I was hopeless at mathematics. But strangely enough, when the war came on and they were getting shot down left, right and centre, I suddenly received a communique from the RAF saying, we are rethinking about you joining the Air Force, and we think you'd make a splendid rear gunner.
Yes,
and I wrote back and said, no, I don't want to be a rear gunner. I want to see what's coming at the front, you know.
Hmm. Let's have another record. What's number three?
Number three now. Debussy is one of my favourite composers because he's a miniaturist, like does things in small little packets. And I like his En Bateau, which I believe he wrote for his daughter. Thank you.
was John Ogden and Brenda Lucas and their version of Debussy's En Bateau. More Desert Islander snippets next week. My Brightest Diamond, a.k.a. Shara Ward, were due a new record from her in October. She can't do it quick enough for me. She's got such a beautiful voice. I think it was listening to This Is The Kit reminded me of how much I love Shara Ward's voice. This is The Top Of The World, and it's the first thing I heard by My Brightest Diamond.
At the end of the sea, there waits my wind to carry me. Through storms we will sail, just to gaze at the top of the world. From the bottom of the world, we looked up and saw you. I'm gazing.
My Brightest Diamond and The Top of the World. Now, as much as I love jetting off around the world with my band, acting the goat and doing concerts for people, I do occasionally have to miss family gatherings, and it always cuts a big hole in me when it happens. So, a selfish dedication, and there's usually one a week, isn't there? This is for my sister Karen. I want to miss a big do at her gaff in France. I love you very much, Kaz. I hope this brings back some memories for you. All my love. This is Murray Head and When I'm Yours.
searching to please them with your smile, cursing with ease and with your smile, kindle the flame and with your smile you burn. I'd rather you told me that you couldn't care less than put me through numbers that feel like a test. I want you. Yet I gotta know that I'm wanted, that I don't get taken for granted when I'm yours. Turning me on and with your eyes, playing along your eyes, coming on strong, and with your eyes you burn me. Searching to please them with your smile, cursing with ease and with your smile, kindle the flame and with your smile you burn me. I'd rather you told me that you couldn't care less then put me through numbers that feel like a test. I want you. I'll be yours to command and obey. I want demand. But I gotta know that I'm wanted, that I don't get taken for granted when I'm yours.
When I'm yours, love to all my family in France there. Rufus is back with new music. He's doing loads of albums all at the same time, and I haven't got the details in front of me, but it's very exciting. I wonder if I'll be able to corner him this summer and get an interview for you. I'll give it a whirl. Anyway, this is called Albatross. I love it a lot.
The lady comes to the gate, dressed in lavender and leather, looking north to the sea. She finds the weather fine. She hears the steeple bells ringing through the orchard all the way from town. She watches seagulls fly on the ocean, stitching through the waves the edges of the sky. Many people wander up the hills from all around you, making up your memories and thinking they have found you. They cover you with veils of wonder as if you were a bride. Young men holding violets are curious to know if you have cried.
ask you why, and anyway you answer. Bones behind the icy glass windows of your eyes, and in the night the iron wheels rolling through the rain, down the hills through the long grass to the sea, and in the dark the heart bells ringing with pain. In the long summer grass, holding the sun in his hands and shattering the icy glass. Day and night and day again, the people come and go away forever, while the shining summer sea dances in the glass of your mirror, while you search the waves for love and your visions for a sign. The knot of tears around your throat is crystallizing into your design. And in the night, the iron wheels rolling through the rain, down the hills through the long grass to the sea. And in the dark, the heart bells ringing with pain.
Rufus Wainwright and Albatross. Rufus is a mate of mine, and since spending a little bit of time in the north of England when he was doing an opera for Manchester International Festival, he now refers to me as "I don't like Diet Coke," which is not quite right, but "I don't like Diet Coke" is something he heard somebody say, and yeah, it's one of my nicknames. Cheers. He's recently become a dad. Congratulations, old man. So the focus of this week's Finest Hour has been a tribute record to the late, great John Martin called "Johnny Boy Would Love This." Well, here's one of my favourite songs performed by him. I thought I've played three tribute songs to him. You might want to hear one of his. This is from Sweet Little Mysteries, which is a great compilation album taking in lots of his different records. And I think it is a true best of. And this is "Bless the Weather." I love it. Thank you.
watch it cry. Bless the weather that brought you to me. Curse the storm that takes you away. Bless the weather that brought you to me. Curse the storm that takes you home. Wave after wave, I watched it just to watch it in time. Day after day, I cooled it just to watch it. Takes you home. It's the weather that brought you to me. Cause the storm that takes you away. Pain after pain I stood in just to see how it would feel. Rain after rain I stood in just to make it.
John Martin and Bless the Weather.
BBC Six Music. A million reasons to listen to Sean Keevy.
Great reasons to wake up with me.
Number 23. He's very passionate.
Why would you want to call yourself Wretch?
Why does a band want to call themselves Yuck?
Ridiculous. Name yourself a proper name. Call yourself Jeff.
Number 7,948. He's a great storyteller.
I used to know a girl called Leo. That's the end of the story.
Number 734,702.
Where else can you hear the best new music and the band you love?
Absolutely awesome. That's why you listen to Six Music.
The Sean Keevney Breakfast Show.
Weekday mornings from 7. BBC Six Music.
Who needs a million reasons to listen?
Guy Garvey on Six Music.
The matter and the anti-matter.
Wonderful. Got time for one more. I think it's going to be Sly and the Family Stone. And thank you for talking to me, Africa. It's the way to end things on a Sunday night. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for letting me.
have time for another week. It's been an absolute pleasure, as always, playing you this music. Thanks to Henry Hussey and Chris Gore and everyone else who sent in a Song for Guy recommendation. If it takes me a while to reply, it's because there's so many of you out there giving us great recommendations week in, week out. Thank you so much to the Beckopedia for her input. More from her next week. Thanks to Michelle and Peter and Boz and everybody who helps me put the show together here in BBC Manchester. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Week. Don Letts is up next. Don't nobody go nowhere. I like saying that. It's the only cheesy DJ thing I allow myself. I'm going to say it again. Don't nobody go nowhere.